Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday, however, it is not 6:30 p.m. We're doing something, a bit of a throwback here, as we are about an hour away from Thursday, so I guess that makes a little bit of sense. We're going back and doing a late-night edition, as we used to call these back in the day. A little bit of technical difficulties at Blog Talk Radio earlier today, but we got that all squared away, and we are doing it right now, guys. So before we do anything else, let's go ahead and give out the different means and ways you can get in contact with us right here at SCW Radio to have your questions, comments, concerns, what have you, addressed right here on SCW Radio. First and foremost, you can call in and address it live right here on SCW Radio by dialing the guest call-in number at 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. Also, guys, as always, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Click on today's edition, today's episode, I guess you could say, the 729 episode, and our live chat has been launched there as well. And for the first time, we're trying something a little bit new. If you guys want to live tweet us during the broadcast on Twitter, at SCW Greenwood, that is at SCW Greenwood, we'll deal with your question, comment, concern, or whatever the situation may have you there on Twitter as well. So there you go, guys. Now, you know, before we get into anything else, let's go ahead and let's talk about what everyone has been talking about as it relates to SCW Entertainment here lately, and that is the upcoming CyberSlam event. Now, guys, as I understand it, we're working on some big things here, and as I understand it, we'll be able to tell you more about the when and the where, so to speak, of the CyberSlam event, hopefully by next week's edition of SCW Radio. I believe I can say that with some confidence. However, we're going to go ahead and announce something that is going to be going on at that event right here, right now on SCW Radio. Now, I think everyone knows that the tradition of CyberSlam is that the, no matter how much I may disagree with it, the fact that the fans are in control of this event. You, the fans, will be voting on polls that are going to be put up here very soon on SCW Entertainment social media accounts. You'll decide opponents, challenges for championships, match types, you name it. You guys are going to be the one choosing these things. Now, each and every year, the main event at CyberSlam, given its interactive internet fan participation deal, the Internet Championship is always your main event. And it's always been a triple threat match in that main event for the SCW Internet Championship. Now, with that said, Cat Daddy has defeated Anderson Strong two consecutive matches now. If we go back to Ace in the Hole, you'll see that Cat Daddy defeated Anderson Strong via disqualification. And if you go back to Still Standing, he did the same thing again, only this time it was a countout. With that said, Cat Daddy has been named to receive another match against Anderson Strong for Anderson's SCW Internet Championship at CyberSlam. However, in keeping with tradition, you, the fans, will vote on who the third individual will be in a triple threat match, the main event at CyberSlam for the SCW Internet Championship. You, the fans, will be given three different individuals to select from when those polls launch. And we're not going to tell you who those three are just as of yet. However, if you keep your eyes and ears peeled to SCW Entertainment's website and our various social media accounts, that information will be coming out extremely soon. So, yeah, definitely keep your eyes and ears peeled, guys. But there you go, some big news right here on SCW Radio, the traditional triple threat match for the Internet Championship at CyberSlam will be going down again this year. Of course, champion, Internet champion, that is, Anderson Strong, to defend against Cat Daddy, and an individual that the fans will select via polls on social media. So there you go, guys. Big news, CyberSlam keeping its main event tradition this year as well. And I do notice I have a couple of callers calling in already now, and I'm hoping we're not having any difficulties. I've seen a couple of callers come in and leave abruptly. as if they were being booted for some reason. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into calls here shortly. But before we do, let's go ahead and let you guys know where you can find SCW Entertainment on all our various social media accounts, on pretty much everywhere, anywhere on the World Wide Web, guys. And first off, of course, our official website is scwentertainment.com. There are going to be some updates coming to that website very soon, as I understand it. Also, we have a Facebook account at SCW Entertainment. You can search us and search those keywords and find that. However, you can go to the direct link at facebook.com/SCW Entertainment 09. Also, guys, we're on Twitter, as we mentioned earlier, at SCW Greenwood, or, of course, twitter.com/SCW Greenwood. Also, we're on YouTube at youtube.com/SCW Entertainment. Of course, each and every Wednesday we have our editions of SCW Radio at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Or you can find us at instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. Or our Tumblr account at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, guys, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment and find us on various other sites such as Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, SoundCloud, and more. All right, guys, I think we're going to go ahead and get into calls a little bit early this week. I do have one caller who's managed to stay on the line. The other ones kind of keep bouncing around, so we'll see how that goes. However, we're opening up the lines, guys. If you're having difficulty getting in, I do apologize. However, that number is 713-955-0804. One more time, 713-955-0804. So let's go ahead and take our first caller here, guys. Last four digits, 3193. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's me. It's me. It's Mr. ACE. It's yours truly, Mr. Country Boy Fresh. And I thought I wasn't going to be able to get on here earlier. Thank you, Mr. Van, for getting all the kinks worked out with Blog Talk Radio. I respect you because you're the boss. How you doing tonight?
Well, you know, we had a little difficulty here earlier today, but I think everything's squared away. I'm really hoping there's no more technical difficulties going on here. I see a couple calls bouncing in and out here on the dashboard, but I'm doing pretty good, all things intended here. And, you know, you've called here on the last several episodes of SCW Radio, and it seems like you have a very clear agenda. Now, Mr. Smith, on the other hand, hasn't been quite as, I guess you would say, he doesn't really want to commit to one more match with Ace Harris. He seems his sights are a little bit on a different prize, so to speak. Has there been any updates, or is there anything new going on as it relates to yourself and Mr. Smith?
Well, I can relate to Mr. Smith wanting to go forward in his career. The SCW Heavyweight Championship is a big deal, and there's a lot of history behind it. But with that said, you know, I don't appreciate him trying to cower it out. I mean, he said himself, and correct me if I'm wrong, for me at Still Standing, there's nothing left to take. Am I wrong?
That's what he said.
And, but yet, you know, at the end of it, at the end of the match, he, you know, I couldn't make it to my feet by a 10 count, but I'm still standing, Mr. Smith. I'm still here, and I'm still going to be that thorn in your side every time you want to move up. And I've said it before I made my return back, you know, SCW Nation has a voice, and I, you know, CyberSlam is the perfect event to back up what I've been saying. The fans have a voice, and you said it yourself. Let's not, you know, why not let the fans vote? Well, I'm here right now to talk to the SCW Nation. You know, I came back, and you guys have been behind me 100%. You know, I've had a lot more likes on HR's page on Facebook because of you guys. And, you know, I feel like I've let you guys down because I had a lot of strong words coming into that last man standing match, but yet I couldn't get the job done. But make no mistake about it, given a second chance, I will beat everything out of Antonio Smith because I believe that at last man standing, he gave me everything he had. I don't think he has anything else in his arsenal that could keep me down. I'm ready for you, Mr. Smith. the outcome would be different this time. I know it. Quite frankly, I think you damn well know it. So be a man about the situation. Just accept the fact that I'm not going anywhere until I get what I want.
Well, you know, I think there's a third part to this this whole equation here that we haven't really been discussing that much, and that is, you know, we did see your brother, Tony Lycan, once again showing his face here at SCW Entertainment after the match. I think we all saw him help you to your feet. It seems like you two, and I've even heard you mention this in the past, have sort of buried the hatchet, so to speak. However, I've noticed that Tony Lycan has been very vocal, especially right after the Still Standing event, about him wanting to get his hands on Mr. Smith as well. Is there any kind of animosity between you two at all right now? You know, I know both of you want to get your hands on the guy. I mean, what's going on with that?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of contact with Tony Lycan since Still Standing. You know, him coming out there and helping me out, up to my feet, and you know, we shook hands and everything. That meant a lot. That meant that I could move forward in my career, that not only do I want to prove myself that to the SCW Nation, but Tony Lycan, you know, has forgiven me for the past, you know, kind of being selfish. And he's had a lot of things to say about Mr. Smith, how, you know, the man talked about his family, kidnapping his wife and his daughter, and, you know, talked about how, not many people know this, but before me and Tony Lycan were superstars in SCW, and we was part of the XGR, you know, there were some words tossed back and forth between Tony Lycan and Mr. Smith. You know, Tony felt like that was the first person he had to come after you to make an impact in the business. And so, you know, I'm kind of – he hasn't given me a clear answer. I'm kind of trying to get him behind me in this I quit match, you know what I mean? But it seems like he's just – it's just part of him that's just wanting to get a hold of Antonio. And your question right there, as good as mine, like, I don't know what the man's thinking, but I know that he has a lot of feelings about Mr. Smith that ain't so good right now.
Well, you know, I think that's kind of what I'm getting at. I mean, you know, like I say, I understand that both of you want to get your hands on Mr. Smith. It seems at this point that he has set his sights on possibly becoming a champion here, more specifically the SCW Heavyweight Champion, out of his own mouth. However, with the both of you wanting to get a shot at him, and, you know, with Mr. Smith not wanting to agree to a singles competition between either one of you, I'm sure he's not going to accept a handicap match. Do you think there would be any animosity between the two of you if perhaps, say, there was some sort of match with Mr. Smith on the line that only one of you could get?
Well, you know, honestly, let's go deep here. I am 0-3, 0-2. Against Tony Lycan. As much as I, you know, respect and love my brother, I still feel like, you know, that he's still shining a little brighter than me. Yes, that's part of building the hatchet, but I think if it came down to it, I would have no problem having to go through my brother to get another shot at Mr. Smith, because not only am I trying to protect my family by what he's been saying, and I get Tony Lycan is doing the same thing, but, you know, I could avenge. That would be fitting. That would be fitting to finally know that I one up my brother, because I don't think anything could stop me from getting my hands on Mr. Smith. That's how I feel about the situation. My brother can want to get his hands on him, but I think I want it that much more, because I was that close. I was so close to Still Standing.
Well, you know, that kind of brings me to another question, and it is CyberSlam upcoming, and there's been a lot of talk about the voting, the polls, and whatnot. Just earlier, we did announce something, and that was the main event for CyberSlam, the traditional triple threat match for the Internet Championship, with only one spot that the fans will be voting on. Now, with that said, we've definitely heard Antonio Smith on here the last couple of weeks saying that he's out for championship gold. With that said, suppose Mr. Smith doesn't grant you this match. Suppose this match does not go down. Would you be possibly interested in throwing your name in the hat over the coveted Internet Championship? And to put a little, I guess, asterisk next to this, the Internet Championship, as I'm sure you well know, I explained to some fans here that may not know this, has definitely been looked at as on par with the Heavyweight Championship at certain times over the last several years. It's a very important title here. It's a very original title here. And a lot of people do want to get their hands on it. With that said, I revert back to my question earlier. Would Ace Harris be possibly interested in becoming the new Internet Champion? I mean, getting that shot.
Well, Mr. Van, anytime, you know, as good as anyone, anytime there's gold on the line, you know, that's a capitalizing moment. Yes, the Internet Championship is in my eyes, are right up there with the Heavyweight Championship. The guys who have held that belt, I mean, it's a historic list. And the shorter of it all, yes, I would love nothing else besides getting my hands on Mr. Smith. I would love nothing else than possibly becoming the new Internet Champion. And, you know, I would be in the ring with Cat Daddy, you know, one of the up-and-rising stars of SCW and the Giant, Anderson Strong. That would be absolutely amazing. So, yeah.
Well, you know, like I said earlier, and I do bring that up to sort of push this idea, you know, the Internet Championship has been around so long here in SCW Entertainment, over 5 years. So many of its champions, so many of the holders have gone on to later become SCW Heavyweight Champion. I speak of your Eric Thompsons, your Tanner Stones, your James Halls, your Robert Mack, Sean Storms, Aaron McClure, Josh Chilton's, TJ Bosses, Dean Richards. These are all guys, Anderson Strong included. These are all guys that are on that list of SCW Internet Champions that have gone on to win the Heavyweight Championship or have won the Heavyweight Championship and still chase this title. You know, to give you an idea personally, that is the only championship that I myself never won here at SCW Entertainment. And I really do appreciate the CyberSlam event because it's an event that brings to attention the prestige, I guess, no pun intended, of this championship belt. And it's an event that I think a lot of people hold dear. You know, there's a lot of individuals here on the roster that actually hold that one particular championship very dear to them for one reason or another. It seemed to have been very elusive. However, it's a championship that is definitely a stepping stone to the top here at SCW Entertainment. So, you know, I got to tell you, it's an event that I have always personally enjoyed, and it's an event that I think the fans enjoy. You know, I'm definitely not one of the biggest proponents of some of these fans here at SCW Entertainment. However, I can't deny the success of CyberSlam, an event that's been going on here at SCW Entertainment since 2011. So it's definitely got its history tie-in with the Internet Championship and its rich history and the great list of guys who have held this championship belt. So, you know, in case you can't tell, I'm pretty excited about this CyberSlam event coming up, and I can't wait to spill the beans on everybody about the specifics about it. But with that said, I think what we're going to do here is we're going to go ahead and start winding things down. And, you know, as always, we give everyone who calls in a closing thought. So, Ace, the floor is yours, man. Your closing thoughts.
Well, my closing thoughts are, you know, SCW CyberSlam is the next event, and there's a lot of things I'm gunning for. And now that Mr. Van, you have mentioned, you know, the Internet Championship, you know, kind of shines a new light on things. Tony Lycan, you know, goes, if there's any animosity he feels, then I hope he brings it to my attention. So like I said earlier, I would have no problem having to go through you, brother, to get my hands on Mr. Smith again. But that's just, you know, that's for a different day. My closing thoughts are I can't wait for CyberSlam. I'm just as stoked as you are, and everybody else is really going to enjoy the show. I'm Mr. Country Boy Fresh Ace Harris, and that's just how I ride. I'm out.
All right, guys, one more time to reiterate some of the big news we dropped on you earlier in the broadcast. the upcoming CyberSlam event, which, by the way, I'll reiterate this part as well, all the when and where on where you can see SCW Entertainment's CyberSlam event is going to be coming very, very soon. We're just crossing some T's and dotting some I's here, getting everything in place. But we want to make sure everything is just in order before we make any announcement. But what we can say is, guys, CyberSlam will be coming. It will be coming in the month of August. And the main event, as it has been every other year, will be a triple threat match for the SCW Internet Championship. You look back in history at some of the really amazing triple threat matches for the Internet Championship that we've seen here. The first one, where James Hall wrestled Robert Mack and Brian White, won match of the year. It was one of the most fan interactive matches that we've ever had here, not just the poll itself, but the match itself. You look back at your Ian Osborne's, Aaron McClure's, Marcus Mason's, that match they had in 2012. You look at myself, James Hall, and TJ Boss for the Internet Championship. You know, there's a lot of great triple threat matches that have gone on here at CyberSlam. And this year, the current Internet Champion, Anderson Strong, will be defending against a man that has defeated him twice via countout and disqualification in recent matches, Cat Daddy. And as always, guys, it is CyberSlam. You, the fans, will be deciding who that third man will be. Now, you will have a choice of three SCW Entertainment wrestlers. That list is being worked on right now, as a matter of fact, as we here at the council are trying to determine which three individuals are worthy of being nominees for that match. You know, like I said, and I hate to keep harping on it, but I feel as if it needs to be said, this Triple Threat Internet Championship main event at CyberSlam is a tradition, it is a custom, and the man who leaves CyberSlam's three-way main event as Internet Champion is always marked down in history as one of the greatest Internet Champions, and that rings true from each and every year we've held the CyberSlam event. And not to undermine anything else that's going to be going on in this event, we've seen some incredible matches that you, the fans, believe it or not, have decided over the last several years here, from casket matches to you name it. We've seen it all at CyberSlam. You, the fans, are going to be voting on match types, on who will be challengers to championships. You'll be voting opponents. You'll be voting stipulations. So many things. You know, like I said, even being the owner of SCW Entertainment, this night I have very little control, which is bad for me. However, at least I take solace in the fact that co-general managers Brian White and Kevin Anderson have even less power as well. That's fantastic. However, guys, with that said, I just want to make sure everyone tunes in next week. We'll be back at our regular time at 6:30 p.m. next Wednesday. And by then, I do believe we should have some big news as it relates to the CyberSlam event, not only the when and the where, the specifics on it. However, I also believe we'll be ready to announce more matches for this event. So with that said, guys, I do want to go ahead and wrap this up. However, there was one note that I wanted to go ahead and make point of really quickly, and that is in regards to the SCW Heavyweight Championship. And I debated speaking about this on this episode of SCW Radio. However, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. We have a little extra time here. Dean Richards, the brand-new SCW Heavyweight Champion, has been looking on SCW social media accounts, and he's been seeing a lot of challenges coming out. As I'm sure that he was aware that was going to happen, you win the SCW Heavyweight Championship, a target becomes, you know, painted right on your back. With that said, I do want to mention to everyone out here who is rallying for a championship bout at CyberSlam, bear in mind, guys, more than likely, this being the show that it is, and I'll say unfortunately as well, the SCW fans are going to be deciding Dean Richards' first challenger. Now, I'm not announcing anything official right now. All I'm doing is trying to put it into the wrestlers here at SCW Entertainment's heads that it may be time to start impressing, and I hate to say this, the fans. Because whether I like it or not, CyberSlam is what it is, and the fans are going to be deciding challengers to championships, match-type stipulations. I've already gone over this. You guys get it. However, I did want to make that point to everyone that is listening as far as the SCW Entertainment roster goes. However, with that said, guys, let's go ahead and wrap this one up. I do want to appreciate our caller. I appreciate Ace Harris calling in. I appreciate everyone listening to the late night edition, staying up a little bit later with us than normal. And guys, like I said, we'll be back next week, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. at our normal time for another edition of SCW Radio. And until then, I'm your host, Sean Vam, signing off.